and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for you this morning. Teach your children well, teach your adults well, teach your community well. That's what they do at Pensacola State College. And I'm super excited to have our expert in the studio this morning, Dr. Michael Payne. He is the department head for the business side of Pensacola State College. Should I call you Dr. Michael, Dr. Payne? What's the...
Dr. Payne, Michael, whatever you're...
Okay. All right, Doc. So tell me a little bit about Pensacola State College and what you do. I know folks know of you. There's so many people I know that have gone there and graduated and gone on to have these fabulous careers. And then there's some people that may drive by there every day and really not know what it is y'all do.
Pensacola State College has been embedded in the community mm-hmm. for over 75 years.
Wow.
And most people don't know we have 6 campuses
really?
Spread yeah. out throughout the region.
That's probably true. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. And we do more than just, many people think of our technical certificates, which are wonderful,
mm-hmm.
vocational training like welding. And I have to tell you, we have so much more to offer. So, sometime back in 2000 and when was it? 2010, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
We switched from PJC to PSC and
right.
we started offering
bachelor's. It was revolutionary
degree.
At the time. I remember it well.
It was.
But the difference is, because you had the AA, the associate's degree, but it was a 2-year degree.
That's right.
So now you can get a bachelor's at PSC.
You absolutely can get a bachelor's at PSC. The Associate of Arts degree, the 2-year talking about,
mm-hmm.
it is fantastic. One of the main reasons you want to get that associate's degree is if you want to go into the 2-and-2 program.
Okay, and what is that?
The 2-and-2 program is a program that allows you to take your first 2 years, your first 60 credits here at Pensacola State College.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, you're guaranteed acceptance into one of the Florida universities.
You are, really? I didn't yeah. know that. That's
so
phenomenal.
So you can switch there, but you don't have to.
Right.
We also have bachelor's degrees here, and I tell you, most of the bachelor's degrees are in my department, and
I love it.
So
tell us about them.
Absolutely. We have the Dr. Marjan Maza,
uh-huh.
Bachelor of Applied Science in Business, and we have about 6 different specialties in that.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic. But we also have nursing and cybersecurity, and that's going to bring me in. When you ask about it, we're mm-hmm. going to talk about AI and some of the exciting
yes.
things that we're doing with it.
Yeah. So you can come in and you can do either this. I like the 2-and-2 program. That's pretty phenomenal.
It is.
And so tell me a little bit more about some of the other things that are being offered there now.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about AI.
Okay.
I am so excited to talk about that.
I haven't decided. The jury's out. Sometimes I think it's great. Other times I'm not sure. I'm a little intimidated.
I tell you what, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she comes in and she talks about the chat bots
mm-hmm.
and she talks about all ChatGPT and all of the different
options. Yeah, that's the one I've used a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But there's Copilot with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of different AI out there.
Mm-hmm.
But industry is starting to use this artificial intelligence, whether it's healthcare,
mm-hmm.
whether it's business. It doesn't really matter what the environment is. AI is becoming an integral part of it.
Right.
But not a lot of people know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So PSC, we take care of our community. That's our mission, to support Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and some of the outlying areas around
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that we need that for our community, we went and we added an Associate of Science with a focus in artificial intelligence.
Wow.
So you can come in here, you can learn those programming skills, the
mm-hmm.
basics for it, and that will set you up for so much success. Can you imagine walking into an employer right now and saying, yeah, I have a degree in this AI that's going to make
my
your
gosh.
Life easier?
Yes, I'd like to take that. Is it okay if you're older to come back and learn something new?
Please do. Please do. I have to tell you.
Because, I mean,
so
really, the technology is changing constantly. But I think the big fear for a lot of people is that AI is going to replace people who are working. So it'd be smart to go ahead and get that degree and learn all about it, because it's not something that's going to be ahead. It's here.
It is
here. It's not in the future. It's here now.
And I hear that a lot. I hear many people tell me AI is going to replace me.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. That's not what AI is.
Mm-hmm.
AI is going to make many of our functions that we do a little bit better. And we're going to need people who are trained in AI how to do it. So there are going to be more jobs. They're just going to be different types of jobs.
Right.
And if you don't have those fundamental skill sets, if you think Python is just a snake and not a programming language,
something to avoid,
you may be out of the loop.
Wow. So is it too late now for students if they're hearing us and they're thinking, you know what, I really should go back and get to my degree, or I need to get started on a degree, is it too late for them to apply to PSE and register for summer and fall classes?
You know, it is never too late.
Oh.
And here's why I'm going to tell you. Because we have in a fall, spring, or summer term, we always have four different sessions that are going.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an A, B, C, or D session going at any given time.
Okay.
And we're still accepting applications all the time. So you can do the summer 2026 A and B sessions. Those both start on May 13th.
Okay, not too far away.
Yeah, June 11th is session C starts, and then June 25th is when session D starts. And that's for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we switch straight into the fall. Fall starts in August.
Okay, so that sounds great. So if I did want, what would be the steps I'd need to take? I'm sitting here listening, and I think, you know what? It's time. So now what? Now where do I go? What do I do?
Well, you got me excited about the returning adults, because I hear so many. You may have heard about
I was telling him before we went. I said, I was just talking to a friend literally yesterday, and I said, I was encouraged. She's got an A, and she was a little nervous about going back because she's older. And how do we run all those young kids? I said, but it's not like that. It's not like a fraternity. I mean, that sense, you know, when you have that idea of college.
That's exactly it.
There's a lot of people of different ages there, right?
That's exactly it. I hear so much about our charter school with the high school and all the wonderful things they're doing. They're an A-rated school. They're one of the best around. It's exciting stuff. But that's not all we do.
Right.
So we want young people to come in, but we want our more seasoned generation as well. If you want to come back in. If you want to come back in and feel college and do it, and you want to learn a new skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's not really a new skill set. It's just adding on a little bit more to what you already know so that you're marketable to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back in, you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, it was so long ago that I took my English and math.
That's what my friend said, that we're worried about having to take a math test. Yes, I haven't done math in all these years. I'll probably flunk it. I don't think so.
You don't worry about that.
Okay.
We have what's called a PERT test. And that test, you take that test, and we're going to place you into the appropriate math and English classes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not quite ready for one of those classes, that's okay too.
Okay, because they were really intimidated. Thought, oh, well, I'm going to get cut before I get started.
Not even close. We have developmental classes where we'll bring you in.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you set. We'll teach you how to use some of the newfangled aspects of the computer.
Right.
Right? Because it's changing every single day.
Constantly.
You come back in, you sit down, you take this developmental class if you need it, and then we get you ready for some of the higher learning that you're going to be having later on in your program.
That's exciting.
We're built for the person who has said, you know what, either I want to go straight through the traditional university path and get my bachelor's degree, or I've taken a break, or I've done something else in my life.
Sure.
Come on back.
Yeah.
Get that skill set to make yourself marketable.
Well, so often things can happen that interrupt your education. It's not, in the old days, it was go to high school, then to college, and then you worked. And now there's so many things in between that and opportunities that come up that you may take advantage of and gain great experience from. But you do want to go back and get that degree.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because we're really a family-friendly institution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much so. We have a ton of returning mothers, and I tell you, we just love them.
Yeah.
But we also have people who say, you know what, degrees are expensive. We have so many people who say degrees are expensive.
Yeah, that's the biggest, that's the other big concern. Can I afford this?
Right.
What kind of help is out there for me?
I'm so glad you asked, because did you know that 91% of the students, that's 9 out of 10 of the students that attend Pensacola State College, don't end up taking any educational loans? 9 out of 10.
Shocked at that number. 91% don't have to do loans, because that's all we're hearing about in the news is how burdened kids are with the loans.
It is. Did you know one of our credits, one credit, is $104? I ask you, look around. See if you can find a college or a university that has such affordable rates. And if you're going for our bachelor's degree, it's $120 a credit.
Wow.
That's a deal. And you may say, you know what, I don't have that in my pocket. Come on in and apply anyways. We have continually rolling admissions.
Okay.
When you apply, they're going to look over your package. You're going to fill out a scholarship package.
That's my next question. Are there scholarships available?
Here's the good news. We have over 300 individual scholarships.
Wow.
Every single term, I am reviewing these applications, and I am getting scholarships from all over. And when you read them, the application and why they want it, and you get emotional, and you find out that there's an entrepreneur out there who has donated to the college just to meet your specific needs.
Wow.
It makes you feel special, and you are seen. And you very much are seen at Pensacola State College.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Payne, very passionate about Pensacola State College, and he is the department head for the business school. So if you've got a question, maybe you've been thinking about this for a while. Just, there's no bad questions. Just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So I want to get back to that process. So I get up my courage, and I go into the admissions office, I'm guessing. And then what happens?
Absolutely. You go into the admissions office, or let's say, you know what? Let's say sometimes travel's a little bit difficult.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just call 850-484-2000. That'll get you the admissions office. And
okay.
They'll help you start walking you through the process. So that if you don't have the ability to come in, we'll help you walk you through it online.
And I'm guessing some of the process could be done online as well?
Absolutely, 100%. If you go to www.pensacolastate.edu, right there it'll say enroll now. Click the enroll now button. And that's usually where people get hung up. They click the enroll now button and they're like, oh, I don't have everything together. But that's the starting point. When you click the enroll now, you'll start the application process. You're not obligated to attend at that point. You click the enroll now, you hit the application process, and when you do that, that starts the evaluation of all of your past credits, everything you're done,
wow.
your life learning,
oh,
everything
wow.
together,
okay.
and it starts us getting in, and we have a whole team that will get together to get in and look at your application and find a way to get you on the path so that you can go here to get there. And that's our motto.
I love that motto. That's one of the best ever. Talking with Dr. Michael Payne. So I'm thinking about what student life and what it must be like. Now, I'm not a student there. However, I ought to be. Because I take advantage of so many things that you all offer the community. The Visual Arts Center I love. And I also love going to see the shows because I'm a theater person. So I love seeing the Gene Ammons Performing Arts. I love going there. And then I love the, the pool. I love swimming at the pool.
The pool is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. We have a gymnasium. We have a life center. We have a pool. Many people think about Pensacola State College, and they remember it as a community-based college.
Right.
And they don't realize that we have competitive sports teams.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're thinking of taking your athletics to another level, we have soccer. We have basketball. We have so many sports teams. And let me tell you, we even have esports. So for the people, yeah, for the people who aren't aerobically inclined, I'm not saying that that's myself.
No.
For the people who aren't aerobically inclined, who really want to compete and enjoy that, we actually have an esports team. And that is so fun. They get on this bus and they go compete against other esports teams.
That's wild. Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I drive by the news, the soccer field being built, which is exciting. I drive by there every day. So that's a lot of fun.
And you brought up the Amos Center. Oh, my goodness. The art that we have world-class art exhibits. If you are driving past the mall, make sure you look on our marquee.
Yeah, it's there. It'll tell you what's happening.
It tells you. We have so many good things. I got to take my daughter to see some of the shows.
They're so good.
Oh, Broadway-level musicals.
Quality faculty.
Performances.
I know some people that teach there and work there. People have been there a long time, and they're just quality artists that are passing on their skills and their talents to these young people. And it's really fun. I love seeing young people on stage. But they also cast people in the community, too.
100% they cast people in the community. I tell you, I've always wanted to be Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. We haven't brought that one here yet.
That was my first show. That was the very first musical I was ever in, was Fiddler on the Roof. And I played the littlest daughter. No one knows her name, Bilka. She's the littlest one.
I didn't know her name. I'll give up.
Okay, and I'm not going to say how many years ago that was. But anyway, we're talking with Dr. Michael Payne. Now, I'm also on the mailing list, so I get postcards from Lyceum all the time talking about the exhibits that are coming up and what's happening, and I love that. And sometimes you have guest speakers, and you have those kinds of programs, too, for the community, and they have excellent community speakers and different broad range of topics.
We absolutely. We want so much a side, and how do I explain? We have such an eclectic array of performances, but it's not just our live performances. If you want to see world-class art,
right,
come in and see the paintings and the sculptures, our own faculty and staff, the things they make with the students. They are world changers. They'll inspire you to tears. It's so impressive.
Wow, it's great. So let's talk a little bit about some of the courses that are offered, because I know that you're the department head for the business school, but you have so many different possibilities that are available to students.
Oh, yeah, so let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because I love AI, but there's also a lot of other things that someone might be interested in.
Near and dear to my heart is the entrepreneurship program, the Gene Valentino Business Entrepreneurship Programs and Degrees. My goodness, he's a local entrepreneur.
I've met Gene. I know Gene.
Oh, he's fantastic. And I will tell you, we have so, if you look around, you're going to find a lot of food trucks in the area. Many of them have come right here to learn how to open their own business, many retail businesses. We have entrepreneurs, people, if you have a good idea and you think that you can market this and people want to buy it, come in and take our classes with Dr. Nancy Johnson in entrepreneurship. You will learn what the supply-demand cycle is and how to meet that. Get your pricing structure and get it all together.
Very exciting.
I can talk for hours and hours.
I love your enthusiasm. It's so great.
About my own programs.
Okay.
But there's more than just your traditional college programs. Those are wonderful. A few years ago, we started developing a truck driving program.
Really?
We did, and it's out past the Milton campus, and I have to tell you, I believe it is just over 300 clock hours.
Wow.
And you can be driving the big rigs. I used to watch those
commercials.
It's
pretty good money these days, too. Yeah.
It's great money these days. Where else can you get, all of a sudden, you can go to 300 hours of class and then make us anywhere between $60,000 and $100,000 driving a truck, doing something you love, taking things and commerce throughout the country. And the technology is second to none. I went out there the other day with a leadership symposium, and we got to get on their simulators. They have wraparound virtual reality simulators.
Wow.
It's like you're sitting in the big rig.
Oh my goodness.
Then once you finish with the simulators and you're ready to go, and they throw snow and deer on the mountains, it's like ice road truckers.
Oh my gosh.
And once you do that, then they take you out in an actual big rig. And how exciting is that?
Yeah, that is exciting. So we did have a question that came in. You had mentioned six locations earlier. I didn't know you had six locations. Where are they?
And we're actually expanding.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So the most common ones that we hear about, so the truck driving, but we also have Milton. And if you go out to Milton, I really want to give a plug there for right now. We're getting ready for the Spring Festival of Flowers.
Oh, that's a great show.
Oh, it's
gorgeous.
You
got to get there early.
You do.
Just letting you know.
You do. That's April 10th, 11th, and 12th. Mm-hmm. But the flowers are already starting to blossom. You can take classes in the middle of the botanical gardens.
Right.
Come out and you smell the flowers, and it is just such a gorgeous campus.
Mm-hmm.
I love going out. Any time I have an excuse to go out there, I will go out.
Now, where is that one located?
That one's in Milton.
Okay, in Milton.
That one's in Milton. And we offer so many classes at all of our different campuses. The one that is growing so exponentially fast is Santa Rosa, right beside the new high school that's coming out there.
Yes.
Right there. We have so many dual enrollment students, but that's just part of it. We have many returning adults who live out on the beach who don't want to cross the bridge. If you don't want to cross the bridge, go there in Santa Rosa, do our Santa Rosa campus. We gotcha.
Okay.
And then the last one I really, really want to talk about now is the Warrington campus.
Right.
If you are a Star Wars or Star Trek fan and you are into healthcare as well, you need to check out our Warrington campus. We have technology that is second to none.
No kidding.
It is like going on the front of a space rocket when you walk in there. There's a virtual reality room where they project hospital rooms all over the walls.
Wow.
It's interactive. When you go in there, it is like being on a hospital floor. You are getting that real world experience in nursing.
Uh-huh.
But it's not just nursing, it's applied science.
Right.
It's respiratory. Mm-hmm. It's all the things that go into taking someone and making them healthy. We have that there.
Yeah.
And then our dental hygiene. If you want to make somewhere, I don't know, $80,000 within a couple years.
Okay.
How about cleaning teeth?
Okay. That sounds worth it.
It does, right? We can't make them fast enough. Oh,
gosh, that's
and
great.
I tell you, and if you're a member of the community, pay attention to the Warrington campus because they invite the community in quite frequently to get their teeth cleaned for free. Can I talk some about some of the benefits that you get when you're a student as
Absolutely.
Well?
Yeah, we've just got a few minutes left now.
Oh, okay.
Coming up. So, yeah, we got four minutes.
Well,
I know you have so much to talk about. We're going to have to be back again for hours and hours, and I've got a couple more questions, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Some of the benefits that you get once you become a student, you get access to all the shows. You get access to the planetarium. The planetarium, they have laser light shows. I get to watch Pink Floyd on a laser light show as I lay back. It's amazing. You have access to that. You can go over to Warrington campus and you can get your teeth cleaned. You know, healthcare is kind of expensive. If you can get some of that for free, why not?
Right.
Our students need the practice. You have professional instructors there, so you know that it's going to be done right. But you can also come over to Building 11, get a massage.
Oh,
how about a massage?
Talking.
Get your hair done. Do all that.
I know
that.
The cosmetology. I've heard about that, so that's good.
And then walk right back into Building 10 and take a business class with me.
Wow, okay. Now, a couple of big things coming up I wanted to mention. I just got a text that came in that someone's very excited about the 60th Annual Student Art Awards Exhibition, which is at the Charles Lamar Studio. And they said that they've sent me a big, long explanation, but the dates are coming up, so it's March 30th through May 1st. So it's really great art. And then the graduation's coming up, right, on May 11th?
Oh, yes,
so why don't you talk about that in case someone wants to go? Because I think there's some things folks should know about that, right?
Oh, it's at 5 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Right,
it's
a big deal.
And when you go in, oh, it's even better. You can watch some of the graduations on television, but if you haven't gotten to go, even if you don't have somebody graduating, get a ticket or just go and see this graduation. Because you will see so many parents and so many children with parents who are now graduating.
Oh, that's
and they're
so
just
cool.
Excited.
The legacies,
they're in tears.
Right? The legacies. I
Absolutely.
Love that.
Absolutely. And I tend to see there's smoke and there's lasers and there's all sorts of things. And when you see the designs on the hat and everybody goes and they move their tassels from one side to the other.
It's magic.
And they know it is magic and they have done it. They have gone here to get there.
Yeah.
They did it.
They did it.
It's inspiring.
That's awesome. Okay, we have time. I think for one more question that just came in that someone says, I had no idea you had a 4-year degrees now, which is great. That's why we're doing this show. And was asking, can my kids save by going to, save a lot by going to PSC versus a state university, even if they don't get a scholarship?
You can save such a significant amount. Let me tell you, when you get your bachelor's degree, one of the things that that degree and that diploma says is where you graduate from. Your transcripts show where all the classes were, but the degree says where you graduated from. So if you spend 2 years at Pensacola State College and then transfer after you get your associate degree here, you're going to have our associate's degree with that title on it.
Right.
But then your bachelor's degree is going to say University of Florida or University of West Florida or Florida State.
Right.
It's going to say whichever school you graduate from. So you will save tons of money on dormitories and everything else
that
by keeping them here locally for 2 years. But I will tell you, once you're in the system, quite often it's hard to go, because we are going to keep you because you are going to love the experience.
Okay. We are out. I can't believe we're out of time already. I'm so sorry I didn't get to everybody's questions. We're going to have to come back and talk. Someone was asking about alumni benefits, and I know there's a bunch of those too. Dr. Michael Payne, he is the Department Head of Business at Pensacola State College. That website again and how they can get in touch.
www.pensacolastate.edu. And the number is 850-484-2000.
Thank you, Dr. Payne. You'll have to come back soon.